Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. I'm Naima Latif, and today we're reporting the final outcome of the race in Georgia. Georgia has decided Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock staved off a challenge from Republican Herschel Walker in Georgia's runoff election, giving the U.S. Senate a 51-41 seat majority, breaking the two-year 50-50 split in the Senate. Senator Warnock is Reverend Raphael Warnock, senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church, the church where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. He gives his remarks after the race has been called last night, thanking his supporters and expressing gratitude for those who stuck with him till the end.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken. So I want to thank all of you as well, because there's no excuses in life.
And that is,
and I'm not going to make any excuses now, because we put up one heck of a
challenger, Herschel Walker.
We full coverage this morning. Senior political reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Greg Bluestein.
And, of course, his challenger, Herschel Walker, was widely supported by the Republican Party. However, despite the push for the Republicans to have a great victory in both the House and the Senate in the midterm elections, this win by Senator Warnock sealed the deal, and the Democrats will be dominating the Senate over the next few years. President Joe Biden traveled to Arizona to address a gathering at the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC. This facility in Phoenix, Arizona, President Biden says, will have an impact on the entire country and the world. We're joining him in Arizona, first being introduced by TSMC Chairman Dr. Mark Liu. Afterwards, President Biden makes his remarks regarding the significance of this facility and its impact on the economy.
This state-of-the-art facility behind us is a testimony that TSMC is also taking a giant step forward to help build a vibrant semiconductor ecosystem in the United States. Today, it is truly a great honor to have President Biden and Secretary Raimondo join us to celebrate this significant event. Now, please join me in warmly welcoming the stage, the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Company's commitment to building, as you put it, is vibrant semiconductor ecosystem in the United States. That's what we're doing with your help. Thank you to everyone at TSMC, especially Morris Chang, who founded this company in 1987 and grew it into a global giant. But the most significant thing about him is his wife, Sophie. I tell you, believe it or not, Sophie worked in my first senatorial campaign when I ran for the Senate. True story. So I owe an awful lot to this company. We had a lieutenant governor named S.B. Wu and his wife, Kathy, are on my staff, and they got her involved, and so I want to thank her very much for that. Mayor, thanks for welcoming us to your city, and Gov, you and I are different sides, but we see and share the same vision as Arizona is a hub, literally a hub for technical change that's going to take place, and that's well underway. Governor-elect Hobbs, is she Governor-elect Hobbs here? I don't think. Gov, congratulations. Congratulations. Well, I tell you what, you're starting off in the right place. This is going to be an incredible asset to the state of Arizona. A special thanks to the incredible Arizona Democratic members of Congress who flew out with me today from Washington. Senator Kelly, you deliver for Arizona every single day, including on the CHIPS and Science Act, which will bring jobs to this state and would not be law without you. And that's not hyperbole. Arizona is lucky to have you fighting for them in the next 6 years. And Gabby Gifford, a great friend, is here as well. When I gave Gabby the Presidential Medal of Freedom this summer, I said she was one of the most courageous people I've ever known. People of Tucson elected her to the Congress 3 times because they trusted her. They believe in her. She's the embodiment of that core American trait. Never, ever, ever, ever give up. She never does. I want to thank Senator Sinema, who can't be with us today. She's in Washington working on another major piece of legislation. A tremendous advocate for the people of Arizona and a leader in so many issues important to the state. 4 of Arizona's representatives are here with me, Ruben, Greg, Tom, and Raul. And where are you guys? We flew out together. They're still talking to me. Anyway, thank you, gentlemen, very much for all you've done to get us here today. And champions for the constituents working to build an economy that doesn't leave anyone behind. Junior Raimondo is an outstanding Secretary of Commerce, a fierce champion of U.S. industry, especially in semiconductors. I want to thank you to the business leaders here today. Tim Cook of Apple, where are you, Tim? He buys a few of these old chips. He's a small customer here at this outfit, between 25 and 35% of their... Anyway, I hope they're treating you well. And Sanjay of Micron. Sanjay has represented more than 24 tech and manufacturing companies, and you're here because you're seeing what we're all seeing. America Manufacturing is back, folks. America Manufacturing is back. I recently took a trip literally around the world, starting in Egypt and ending up in Guam and finally coming home, ending with a meeting in Indonesia with the G20. The countries with many of the largest economies in the world. And what was clear in those meetings is the United States is better positioned than any other nation to lead the world economy in the years ahead if we keep our focus. There's a strong sense from all the world leaders of the resiliency of the American economy, and we're seeing it here at home with investments like the one we're talking about today. Together, with the help of your elected leaders here today, we've had an extraordinary 2 years of progress. We passed the American Rescue Plan, keeping tens of thousands of cops, firefighters, teachers, first responders on the job in all 50 states when revenues dropped because of the nature of the economy. We fully vaccinated more than 220 million people. We're rebuilding our infrastructure, fixing our roads, our bridges, our airports, strengthening American manufacturing by creating 750,000 manufacturing jobs just since I've become president. What I'm most excited about is people are starting to feel a sense of optimism as they see the impact of the achievements in their own lives. It's going to accelerate months ahead, and as part of the broad story about the economy we're building that works for everyone, one that grows from the bottom up and the middle out, that positions Americans to win the economic competition of the 21st century. When we grow it that way, the poor have a shot, the middle class do well, and the wealthy do very well. My dad used to have a saying. He said, job is about a lot more than a paycheck, Joey. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Thousands of Arizonans are going to be able to look their kid in the eye because of what you're doing here today and saying, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it. Back in April 2021, I met with Mark and other industry leaders. TSMC had made a $12 billion investment here in Phoenix to build the first fab to make semiconductors in the United States. Now, the equipment is ready to move in. Next year, commercial operations are going to begin. And today, TSMC has announced a second major investment. They'll construct a second fab here in Phoenix to build chips, three nano chips. You know what I'm saying? But look, these are the most advanced semiconductor chips on the planet. The chips will power iPhones and MacBooks, as Tim Cook can attest. Apple had to buy all the advanced chips from overseas. Now they're going to bring more of their supply chain here home. It could be a game changer. All told, TSMC is investing $40 billion here in Arizona, the largest foreign investment in the history of this state. Over 10,000 construction jobs and 10,000 high-tech jobs will be created. And I want to thank everyone in this company for making this happen. And I know our host won't mind my pointing out that America invented the chip. Morris Chang was a pioneer in the era of graduating from MIT and getting his start at Texas Instruments. Federal investment helped reduce the cost of those chips, creating a market and the entire industry that America led. Over 30 years ago, America had more than 30% of the global chip production. Then something happened. American manufacturing, the backbone of our economy, began to get hollowed out. Companies moved jobs overseas. Today we're down to producing only around 10% of the world's chips, despite leading the world in research and design of new chip technologies. But folks, where is it written that America can't lead the world once again in manufacturing? I don't know where that's written, and we're proving it can. Not just here in America. Micron is investing $100 billion to build semiconductor factories in Syracuse, New York. Intel is investing $20 billion to do the same in Ohio. IBM is investing $20 billion in Poughkeepsie, New York. We just went up there. These investments are helping us build and strengthen the supply chain here in America. I want to be clear. As we build a stronger supply chain, our allies and partners are building alongside us as well. Some of the companies here today are customers that are going to buy these chips made here. Some are suppliers that are going to help make these chips. And they all depend on a strong supply chain. That's why what we're doing here in Arizona matters across the country and around the world. Folks, as we see here in Phoenix, the United States is a top destination for companies across the globe looking to make investments because we have a world-class, highly skilled, committed workforce, union labor. And you can clap for that. More than 3,000 union workers, most highly trained and best in the world, are helping build this fab. The second fab we built with union labor as well, and we're working with companies, community colleges, technical schools, universities, union-led apprentice programs and training programs. I've had a conversation with the Business Roundtable, all the major chambers of commerce. The reason why business should be hiring union folks, if you don't mind my saying, is simple. They're the best in the world. We're the single greatest technicians in the world. We're the best laborers in the world. And you build the best products. But you don't just decide if you want to be a pipe fitter or electrician like most people think. It takes 4 or 5 years of hard work as an apprentice. students than going to college. You're the best trained workers in the world, and Wall Street didn't build this country, although there were a lot of good folks there. The middle class built the country, and unions built the middle class. As I said, we're making a once-in-a-generation investments in our nation's roads, bridges, railroads, ports, airports, lead-free water systems, high-speed internet. The biggest investment in American infrastructure since Eisenhower's interstate highway system. And here in Phoenix, we're building a new taxiway for Sky Harbor Airport to cut down how long planes wait to take off and arrive at the gate after landing. We're making flying in and out of Phoenix smoother and more economic. We're building a pedestrian bicycle bridge across the river in South Phoenix, extending light rail to connection families in South Phoenix with jobs and opportunities downtown. Down the road in Buckeye, Core Power is making lithium-ion batteries to power electric vehicles and electric grid storage. It's a $1.2 billion investment that's going to create thousands of good manufacturing jobs, 90% of which don't require a college degree and yet you get a good wage. And we're replacing Phoenix diesel buses with new models powered by clean energy to significantly reduce pollution, especially for the folks getting on and off of those buses. Diesel exhaust can really make people sick. That's why we've been helping school districts all across America electrify their school buses to help kids avoid childhood asthma. And as of now, more than 326,000 households in Arizona are getting affordable high-speed internet thanks to our investment in infrastructure, with much more to come. When Arizonans see the big picture in your hometowns, cranes going up, shovels in the ground, workers with hard hats, I want you to feel the way I feel. Pride. Pride. We can do, what we can do together is just anything, virtually anything. Folks, here's the bottom line. Our approach to building the economy of the future is from the bottom up and the middle out, and it's working. We've added jobs every single month of my presidency, 10.5 million new jobs. 750,000 of them manufacturing jobs. Exports are up, which means we're making things here in America and shipping the products overseas rather than shipping the jobs overseas to make things overseas and bring them back home. And we have much more to do. All this is why the economy grew 2.9% last quarter. And now inflation, the grocery store is coming down. Prices of things like clothing, television, appliances are going down. And there's good news for the holiday season. Gas prices have fallen below the levels they are before Putin's invasion of Ukraine. It's going to take time to get inflation back to normal levels as we keep our job market resilient. We could see setbacks along the way, to state the obvious. But we're laser focused on this. And all the hard work is making a real difference for people, including folks right here in Arizona, like Patricia McKinley, who owns her own small trucking business here in Phoenix. She has 5 employees. The pandemic hit her company hard, but these new infrastructure projects for Arizona mean more work for her and her team, a chance to grow her business, to secure her business. And Paul Sarosa, who grew up picking seasonal produce here in Arizona, his parents believed in education. So Paul went to college and studied business. He launched a cleaning business. Now he has over 100 employees in his company. TSMC is now his biggest customer. And now they're expanding into Phoenix. Paul will be hiring a lot more workers. These are countless stories like these across the country where people are benefiting from what you all are doing. People working hard every day, never giving up, seizing every opportunity they can to get ahead. That's who this is about. Folks like Patricia and Paul, and they're why I'm unapologetic about fighting for American workers and getting the economy to work for working people. Let me close with this. It's been a rough few years for hardworking Americans, for businesses as well. A lot of families, things are still pretty rough. But there are bright spots where America is reasserting itself, and the innovation and manufacturing boom here in Arizona is one of those places. I ask leaders of companies like TSMC this question. When the United States decides to invest considerable resources in a new industry that we need to build up, Does that encourage business or to get them in the game, or does it discourage them? The answer is it encourages them. Federal investment attracts private sector investment, creates jobs and industry that demonstrates we're all in this together. That's what today's about. I've never been more optimistic, and I mean this, I've been around a long while, as you can see. But I've never been more optimistic about America's future, and I really mean that. Never. We're building a better America. We just have to keep going, and I know we can. We're proving it's never, ever, ever, ever been a good bet to bet against America. Ever, ever, ever. Folks, just have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America, and there's virtually nothing, nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. Not a single thing. So let's go keep this moving. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And that was President Joe Biden in Arizona, where the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company is expected to make a big difference when it comes to an increase in manufacturing jobs and preparing for a new economy. In international news, the first annual U.S.-Uganda International Trade Summit and Exhibition, organized by the African Global Chamber of Commerce in conjunction with the Republic of Uganda's Presidential Advisory Committee on Experts and Industrial Development, will be held in Chicago Friday, December 16th and Saturday, December 17th, 2022. It'll be held at the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel, 1 West Wacker Drive, Chicago, Illinois. And this is an event for those who are serious about global trade. The summit will be officiated by HE President Yoweri Museveni of the Republic of Uganda. The purpose of this summit and exhibition is to boost trade between the U.S. and the Republic of Uganda and build linkages between U.S. companies and Ugandan exporters. The annual trade summit and exhibition intend to introduce to the U.S. retail outlets, distributors, investors, and all interested consumers the following Uganda goods and services: coffee, dairy, oilseed, cocoa, chocolate, dried fruits and fish, dry beef, banana flour, tourism, and much more. The following are the topics of the two-day summit: to boost trade between Uganda and U.S. markets, Africa Continental Free Trade Area, the AFC, FTA, AGOA, etc. Removing bottlenecks to trade, regulations, product safety standards, and certification. Exports experience between Uganda and U.S. and Daro Coffee. Export financing and guarantee. Preparations of Ugandan firms to export to the U.S. market. Uganda tourism. Attracting U.S. outbound travel market. B2B sessions, matchmaking, and networking activities. Again, this is Friday and Saturday, December 16th and 17th at the Renaissance Chicago Downtown Hotel at 1 West Wacker Drive in Chicago. For more information, call Ash Siwolele at 312-684-4412 or send an email to ISEEWOOLAIL at AfricanGCC.org. This is the first annual U.S.-Uganda International Trade Summit and Exhibition. In Chicago, the Cook County Department of Transportation and Highways is announcing an upcoming major road closure that will affect traffic. It's announcing the upcoming Crawford Avenue Pulaski Road Bridge weekend closure. All lanes of the bridge will be closed for repairs Friday night through Sunday evening. The Cook County Department of Transportation and Highways is closing all the lanes of the Crawford Avenue Pulaski Road Bridge over the Cal-Sag Channel in Alsip, Crestwood, and Robbins, Illinois, to traffic beginning Friday, December 9th at 10 p.m. through Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m. The closure is being planned for necessary overhead structural steel repairs to the bridge. Local access to businesses and residences along 131st and 135th Street to the bridge will be maintained. The posted detour will direct traffic along 131st Street, 135th Street, and Kedzie Avenue. Motorists can expect delays and should allow extra time for trips through this area throughout the weekend. Drivers are urged to pay close attention to rough road signs along 131st Street. Obey the posted speed limits and be on alert for workers and equipment near the work zone. Work on the project began in April. Following the weekend closure, reduced lanes will remain in effect until the project is completed before the end of December. And this announcement was distributed by the Cook County Department of Transportation and Highways. It's important to pay attention to these road closures. This is a season of accidents as roads become icy, and in some cities, salt trucks are not as readily available and are not as quickly responding as those cities that are accustomed to the changes in weather and the changes in road conditions as a result of dropping temperatures. Always be sure to follow speed limit signs, and sometimes road conditions require even slower speeds. So motorists are being cautioned for road closures and construction signs to pay attention and to look out for those construction workers wearing bright clothing that will reflect headlights, but also make sure to keep your speed in a speed where you can control your vehicle. That's all for today. I'm Naima Latif. You've been listening to On Air Daily News. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, December 8th. And until that time, enjoy the rest of your day. 10 seconds.